with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, I think summer has finally sprung, Bob. We're sprung, Bob? Is that a... what the hell is that?
That is not going to be my new name.
Okay.
Sounds like a guy that broke out of jail.
Hey, we just sprung, Bob.
Yeah. But anyway, we're north of 70 degrees, and it's a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. And we've been talking a little bit about fuels and did a little yard bird, but wanted to catch up on another couple items that are really popular on the grill, and that's pork chops and maybe some seafood. But let's hit the pork chops first.
Okay.
What are you thinking, man?
Before you get me going on pork chops, which I love, I just, as you went into your funny little opener there and you were making me laugh right before the mic went live, this guy is just, he's crazy. But we were talking about singing and all this stuff, and I'm flooded with memories of last weekend, and one of the greatest...
Some of them not so clear?
Oh, no, very clear. Actually, I was a good boy. I just had some red wine. I was pacing myself because I didn't want to get to be an idiot, but...
Is that Siciliano red wine glasses, the little juice glasses?
No, it wasn't that good.
Oh, they aren't that sneaky?
This was just the house red, yeah. But Siciliano is part of this story. Because he donated those beautiful cigars we sold.
He did.
And I actually stole a couple of them during the event, and I clipped them off. I smoked two cigars that day. Red wine, nice cigar, fire, great people. What's missing? Oh, I had my baby doll with me.
Yep.
Nothing.
Right, nothing was missing. It was a good day.
Two cigars. It's my first ever two-cigar day.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know what, you were celebrating. We worked really hard for this.
Yes,
guys, and,
yes, it was
Operation
a bit of a
GI
climax
barbecue.
For
yeah.
that.
So
yeah.
it all came together. That's cool. So can I reel you in on pork chops?
Now you can do the pork chops.
All right, man.
I'm back off memory lane.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. Hello, Bob. We're over here.
And this one time.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of you will buy pork loin, bulk pork loin, when it goes on sale in the store. I prefer a bone-in chop. Myself, I just like those better.
You just like saying chop.
A lot of those people are like, you don't need the bone. The meat's perfect. You know, I eat it either way. But
and that's not even one you can say for Gibby because you don't want to give him pork bones.
That is a great point.
But it does give you a handle.
Right. Yeah. Something to hang on to.
Like a lollipop, like a little lamb lollipop.
Right, if you want to go caveman on it.
Oh, yeah. Love going caveman.
So your top two or three items when you're doing pork chops that people need to be aware of.
Well, first of all, they got to be an inch thick. Now, I just picked up. We have a great listener who sat on the barbecue guild with us, and his name eludes me right at the moment. But he emailed me and said, "Hey, I got a half a cow. It's grass fed. I'm bringing it to Sage's. Do you want it?" And I just said yes. I didn't ask him price or anything.
Right.
It was probably stupid, but when Sage's called me to ask me how I wanted them cut, I said, "I want those steaks an inch and a half." It's a half a cow. I'm getting a half.
Okay. Well, we were talking about pork.
No, I understand, but you're talking about the size of cuts.
Okay.
And
you're talking about size of cuts.
Well, that 1-inch thick pork chop is a biggie, just like an inch and a half steak is a biggie. If you cut steak too thin, I don't know how you grill it. You know, just throw it on the hood of your car for 10 minutes and it's done.
On the manifold.
Yeah.
Right.
But a 1-inch pork chop is a minimum. I like mine cut for an inch and a half there too, because I'm going to go kind of slow on a pork chop. I'm not going to heat the crap out of it. And I think one thing you find when you grill a bunch is we always think, oh, hot as we can get it, and you sear it, bang, bang. Yeah. Well, the more I grill, the more I'm saying, maybe not, maybe not. A pork chop's that way. That's a really dense muscle. You've got a loin muscle in there that is, there's no marbling in a chop.
Right.
And if you're not careful, you're going to screw that thing up. Now, one thing I did recently for an event is I had a nice whole loin, and I just wrapped it in bacon, and I smoked it on the smoker. And then when it got to about 142, I pulled it off, wrapped it in foil, and I set it for about 20 minutes.
Off the grill. I mean, you pulled it off the smoker.
I pulled it off, wrapped it, and just parked it. I'm going to tell you, it was the best whole loin I've ever done in my life.
And what do you think? What do you think that is?
Temperature and the bacon.
Okay. Now the bacon was the bacon does a couple things. One, it's bacon, so you love to eat it. But two is it contains moisture, but it creates moisture as it cooks down as well.
Yeah, because it's such a lean piece.
Right.
And then I tented it. I put it in foil and just wrapped it up, and I parked it so it came down to temperature. With those juices transferring through that muscle, because there is a whole intact muscle right there.
Right.
The fluids will transfer in that thing. So that's an important one to park, because that moisture is going to definitely transverse that muscle. You can't stop it. It's osmosis.
So you stopped at 142 there. A chop is about 145 is where we want to stop that. And the grilling time, depending on the heat of your grill, but again, I'm in agreement with Bob, is that this is not a high heat cook. This is a medium heat cook. So you're going to do 4 to 6 minutes on either side of that to get that thing up to that temperature. But again, can't stress enough, digital thermometer is your best friend on the grill if you're not 100% comfortable with the meat that you're cooking in your
Absolutely.
Grill.
Absolutely. And this one listed here on the show plan is tenderloin, and we've got 1 pound. A loin is going to be like 3 pounds.
Right.
Unless it's a full loin, it's 7 pounds.
Right.
You know, do you ever get a whole loin? I mean, they're like 4 feet long. They're right. Gigantic.
Right.
It's a big hog.
Yeah, long hog.
Maybe that wasn't the loin.
Yeah.
Could have been his wings.
Could have been his wings. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, pork is easy to do, but just use your thermometer, 145 degrees. Internal temperature at the deepest point. The chops are easy. You do a whole tenderloin, you know, get it right in there in the center and make sure that you're at that temperature. You know, the pork is not poisonous. It's commercial grade stuff now. If you can get it farm raised, even better. But the point is,
or Mangalista.
Right. Yeah. The point is that don't be afraid of it. But your thermometer is your friend. Let's talk a little bit about fish. Bob,
I thought bacon was our friend.
Well, I've got lots of friends on the grill. You know that. Thick fish fillets. What are you talking about there, man?
Yep, and you're going to blow by the shrimp? Okay.
Well, shrimp, yeah, we'll get back to that. It's a small conversation. They're shrimp.
Shrimp, 2 minutes per side. Their conversation's done.
Yeah.
A thick fish fillet, should you be so lucky? I'm thinking swordfish, because I love grilling swordfish.
Thick, steaky,
hearty it's fish. It's beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's just something you can get your hands on quite easily these days with frozen swordfish being so prevalent all over. They're going to be about 8 ounces, and if it's fresh, better yet, but they're going to be about 8 ounces. You're going to go 5 minutes flip it.
I think that's great advice. That's man's advice. It's time for a little man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, I feel like a man today. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The absolute best pasties in Lower Michigan, rivaling the Upper Peninsula now. That's how good they are. And they got barbecue, too. If you don't know where Saranac is, Google it.
Yeah.
Never hesitate to reach for the last beverage or pizza, but not both. That's just mean.
You know what? That is good man law right there. You know, have a little courtesy for your brother.
But if it's the last piece of pizza, take it.
Yeah, somebody's got to
eat
it.
But not the last beer and the last piece of pizza.
Right. I got a brother-in-law
like
that.
Don't be a wuss
about
it.
That was the pizza and beer guy. Oh. He's like, what?
I know who you're talking about. Like, you used to have.
Right, yeah. But he's like, what? What? And I'm like, come on, man. Really? That's you? Okay. Well, I just know because I always got more beer in the back.
Well, he didn't bring any of it either.
Yeah. But hey, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, or that deep fryer, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood, because Mother Nature is shining on us, and you've got a great weekend to get out and get in your backyard. You've been listening to Grilling Guys, and we appreciate it.